But first, we go to Washington. And, you know, if you say something long enough, people maybe start believing that it's true.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
Guantanamo is not necessary.
I'm going to be doing everything I can to close it.
It is expensive.
We will close the Guantanamo Bay detention camp.
It is inefficient.
That's why I argued that it should be closed throughout my campaign.
But make no mistake, we will close Guantanamo prison.
Guantanamo will be closed no later than 1 year from now.
That is why I ordered the prison at Guantanamo Bay closed by early next year.
Yeah. Guantanamo will be closed. We've heard that quite a lot. That's 7 years of presidential history regarding Guantanamo there. Montage. The White House says it will proceed to finalize plans to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba, a formal proposal to Congress to close the prison expected any day now. Standing in the president's way, though, is the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, which inflicts harsher restrictions on transferring detainees and, if passed, would make it impossible to close the facility. The president would have to veto the NDAA. Here's White House Secretary Josh Earnest last week responding to a question about whether the president would bypass Congress and close the prison through executive order.
At this point, I would not take anything off the table in terms of the president doing everything that he can to achieve this critically important national security objective. And this is a pretty transparent case of the United States Congress putting narrow political interests ahead of national security.
And then there are the narrower political and humanitarian interests of the 112 detainees left in Guantanamo, many of whom would be deported if Gitmo closed. The ones who are still slated for indefinite detention would be sent to secure federal and military prisons in the U.S. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill not happy. Senator John McCain says Obama lacks a clear plan and doesn't want to cooperate with Congress. McCain delivered a similar message back in February.
For the record, in 2009, the then legal counsel of the White House came to my office and met with me and Senator Graham, said they wanted to close Guantanamo. And I said, fine, I do too. Give us a plan. In the intervening years, there has never been a plan forthcoming from the White House.
Carlos Warner joins us now, assistant federal defender in Ohio, who currently represents 10 men detained at Guantanamo. He's on the line from WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Carlos, what is preventing your 10 detainees from going home, from being freed entirely?
Well, they fall into, and John, thank you for having me.
Sure.
They fall into many different categories. So we have some men that are slated for this indefinite detention. We have other men that the government has agreed should be released years and years and years ago. But really politics and international diplomacy stands in the way of their release. So they run the gamut. There's a false narrative out there about who's in Guantanamo. We've been saying it for years. Now it's starting to come to light that many of the men that people on the right have said are the worst of the worst actually aren't bad at all. And this is like bleeding out and leaking out, but it's part of the reason why Guantanamo stays open for sure.
Well, aren't bad at all. They're certainly angry that their lives have been derailed in this way, and they may or may not be bad, but they haven't been accused of crimes in many cases. I mean, they fall outside of the justice system completely, and I'm just uncertain as to what the security issue is here. What does it matter whether they're detained in the United States or at Gitmo? It certainly doesn't affect my security.
That's absolutely true. The idea that men being moved to the U.S. would somehow make us less safe is, again, a false narrative. The idea that keeping Guantanamo open makes us less safe is certainly a true narrative. And the president has talked about that, and it's not a surprise that when ISIS executes a prisoner, they are in orange jumpsuits. It is a direct comment on Guantanamo. So closing Guantanamo makes sense for our country, but again, it's such a political issue now. You know, many people on the right just will not ever say it's okay to close Guantanamo in spite of what the facts are.
Finally, though, you don't seriously expect ISIS to change its stagecraft if detainees are moved to Colorado?
No, but I think that it certainly would cause it's a recruiting tool taken away from them. So it's something that they certainly use, and all of, and Al-Qaeda used it as well. continues to use it to recruit new terrorists. And that's something that the president has attempted to take away for many, many years. And I would agree with Senator McCain that his efforts haven't always been entirely strong on closing the prison. But at the same time, he has been very clear about why it harms our national security. And really, the right has not been clear at all about why leaving the prison open would somehow make us safer. It's just not true.
Well, we'll see if the White House will actually attempt to do this unilaterally. Carlos Warner is assistant federal defender in Ohio. He represents 10 men detained at Guantanamo. He spoke to us from WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Carlos, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.